The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. It's Monday morning. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It is the beginning of a great week. I hope everybody had a great weekend. I hope if you had maybe neat things to do, or maybe it was just resting on the weekend, or both. So happy Monday, and we're going to have a good week. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 7:08 in the morning. No, it's still 7:07 in the morning, and it's my girlfriend, Linda.
Good morning, everyone. Again, it's currently 70 degrees in the downtown studios. We are going to have a high today of 92. Our forecast calls for hazy, then sunny, areas of smoke tonight, partly cloudy with our lows around 66. Tuesday, again, areas of smoke that we're just face it. This is what we're looking for. Tuesday, Wednesday, we come out of the smoke and we go with the sunny, about 92. And Wednesday night will be clear. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's really cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. Well, I'll tell you what, we've needed them this week. Locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. How's everybody on this Monday morning?
Yeah, you're bad, Bob. We're talking about a little bit of smoke. You got an update on fires?
Absolutely. I can run down the list here really quick. The Rocky Fire down in Lake County, it looks like they've got a pretty good handle on it. 69,000 acres, 85% containment. However, Trinity County is the big show right now, with lots and lots of smoke falling into the Redding area. Going down the list real quick, the River Complex at 12% containment, 16,000 acres. Evacuations of Denny, Hoboken, Daly Ranch, several road closures in the area. Check for the latest update. Going down to the next incident here, the Dodge Fire, also in near Ravendale, 65% containment. We're looking for the ones that are focused on Trinity County. This particular report is a little tough to read, so I'll be just suffice it to say there are tens of thousands of acres right now in Trinity County on fire. That's where all this smoke is coming from. Nothing in Shasta County at the moment, but we will continue to monitor the situation, Carl.
Well, they did have something going out toward in Shasta County. They said 19 acres they would be able to put down. I know last night it was really smoky. And we've lost another firefighter. Another firefighter up at Lake Tahoe was killed by a falling tree. Mm. So that's the second one we've lost during these fires this year. It's a dangerous, dangerous job out there, and you don't think about it. When the fires are going, and then there's so many other things that are taken into account. It's how we clear, how the forests are cleared or not cleared, how dry it is because of the drought we've had. And these men and women put their lives on the line. I mean, they had. I forget, 1,700, 1,800 people fighting. Bob said the other day if we had another fire, we were at condition 5, which means everything that could possibly be used in fighting fires was being used.
And I would point out that is for the state and national resources. Local research people were worried, oh, is anybody be able to come to my house? Yes.
That's
a different set of resources. We do send engines out and crews out on these major incidents in terms of mutual cooperation, but local resources are kept in place for that reason, to guard local residents. But it's just a really tough situation for folks in Trinity County today.
Yeah, just don't worry about your homes around here because these resources stay right here. And we'll fight any fires in the cities or in the surrounding cities here. Let's do a shout-out to Joe and Shelley. Lovely. It was their 30th anniversary.
The owners of Tobacco and Brew, they've done so much for our community. You know, Joe and Shelley have been with us, actually, when you started with a show, when you first came here.
August 4th, 2007.
They supported you. It was a veteran, it was a show about veterans, and then we came together and bought the station here. And Joe and Shelley have been with us since day one. They have been such a vital force in supporting the community, especially when it comes to the veteran.
I saw the thing that there was a young girl that was living in provided housing, she and her parents. And Shelley, who did not even know him, they saw that they were shopping for a present for her. She gave this little girl a birthday down at Tobacco and Brew in the open room they have, the community room they have in their complex there, and gave this little girl a birthday with cake and presents and people coming to it. The little girl didn't know. Shelley didn't know her, but she said this little 5-year-old girl should not have a birthday where she didn't get anything. These are the kind of people that Joe and Shelley is. And, of course, Joe's a veteran. And I can't say enough about it. We had it at their barn, and good friends were there. And it was really an honor to be invited to it. So happy anniversary. August the 7th, 30 years ago.
So cool.
Okay. Now, I'm going to take you know what? I am so glad that Friday or Sunday finally kind of ended. Didn't end. But Sunday, after you finished singing there at View, we were stayed there and had brunch, and great brunch, and talked to our friends. So it was like 2:30 before we finally started coming home.
Well, can you just back up a little bit about Wednesday was your birthday.
Wednesday was my birthday.
Thursday night I sang at Wind River.
Oh, a great event that was. Wow.
Wonderful night. Paul sent on trumpet.
Oh,
great girl. We had just the place was packed. A lot of familiar faces. Loved just this coming together of the community and seeing such good friends. So that was great. Then Saturday, of course, we're going to talk about that when we get back from the break. But what was nice and what we wanted to share with our listeners, too, is that back to school is going to be happening. So you see a lot of people starting to go through this transition. And what better thing to give your kids than a great night's sleep?
You know, and the great night's sleep that you get comes out of Sleep Number. They have something now called Sleep IQ technology. Sleep IQ Kids Bed, where you can tell how well your children are sleeping just by being able to monitor their sleep. Kids need sleep, they need a good diet, and they need exercise, just like all of us. But for kids in school going, this is something that you can really, really help your kids with.
We're focusing on the clothes. We're focusing on the stuff, not really thinking about what are the basics. And we were talking about that earlier. What did people used to do? I mean, we talk about air conditioning being out and stuff like that. But what did people used to do when you didn't have those things? It was the basics. It was about eating from the garden, sleeping. And if it was hot, you just kind of went outside. You slept on the ground. It was different. So getting a good night's sleep is just the important thing. I think with our fast-paced society and watching the screen and there's so much that really it makes a chaotic mind. That right now at Sleep Number, this is the best gift that you can give your children in the process of learning and their bodies growing and their brains functioning is sleep.
That's right. My Sleep Number setting is 45. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40. And you can adjust your kid's sleep number through the Sleep IQ Kids Bed. And right now, come on down for back to school. There's no better gift you could give them, as Linda was just saying. But right now, if you bring your kids and you get a chance to win a $5,000 to a $50,000 college scholarship and a Sleep IQ Kids Bed. Now, the only way you're going to do it is go to the Target Shopping Center, go over to our Sleep Number store and talk to Brian or Janice or any of the fine professionals you see there. Trust me, we have never slept any better. You're not going to sleep any better. And your kids are going, it's going to make a difference in how they sleep. And I would bet how they perform in school with every other thing, you know, that you can imagine putting in there. Okay, Sleep Number. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Summer is here and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Burning Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to Lake.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl Lindenbott, KCNR, 1460. 7:18 in the morning.
Oh, boy.
On Monday, August 10th. It is 70.
Stop him before he sings again.
Up there, going up to 92.
Colonel, please leave the singing to the professional.
This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ranked the top 100 hospital in the nation for three years in a row in the top 50 cardiac units in the nation. And not only that, Shasta Regional is in its 70th year of treating people well. That's right. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good people down there that know what they're doing. Hey, can I mention, I know you've got all these things you want to talk about. Can I mention the fishing trip?
Absolutely. That's something.
On my birthday present, Linda gave me.
I went to the fly shop.
The fly shop. Frank.
And
Frank.
I asked, Bertha Michalek.
Bertha
who,
and Mike.
Yeah. She said, any of our guides are super fantastic.
It is so fortunate we got one, Todd, with a sense of humor. Because your dad and I went out there and flailed the water, flailed each other. I have marks on my body from fly fishing and catching myself probably five times. I caught myself at least five times. Hit myself in the face with the strike indicator, which is like a bobber. Hit myself in the chin.
Oh,
see,
so that,
see my little clip, yeah. Clip right there? That's right next to the little fly mark that it was. We
I could just see it. No wonder you guys came back. You look shell-shocked. You came back shell-shocked.
This guy, he is so good. And we met his family and took us out. We dropped in at the rodeo grounds. My friends, if you have never done this before and you say to yourself, you know, I live here, but I don't really know. I need to know something before I go fly fishing. No, you don't. You don't need to know anything.
Well, you've been reading up on it for a year.
And I'm not stupid, and I've gone fishing before. But I tell you what, this was a new type. We were using two flies and a strike indicator, which is just a bobber that lets you know because you're in the river. And Todd controlled this boat, and he's rowing it. And your dad's on one end, I'm on the other. And Todd is laughing because, you know, I think he was either laugh or pull out a fillet knife and start cutting us. But we caught some fish. And I tell you, one of them, I fought and finally got into the boat. And
catch and release.
It was all catch and release. 19 inches, at least 19 inches long.
Maybe. Usually fly fishing
and
is catch and
release. And 2.5, 3 pounds. I'm telling you what, I've got photos of it, so I'm not just making this up.
Beautiful rainbow.
And we caught, it was. And your dad caught a beautiful one, and we caught several more.
Got your photo
and
up.
And got out at down past Riverview Country Club there. We went from 8 in the morning to like almost 2:30. And Bertha and Mike, all I can say is, what a great experience. Thank you so much. Even though that you weren't in the boat with us, I'm sure if you had been, we would have caught more fish. But it was, I mean, Todd, this guy was, because I would...
Mike's in Russia fly fishing.
I was flailing with my fly rod. And he says, no.
He's trying too hard, buddy.
He says, let it go all the way back. He says, count. I go, and then I charged again toward the bank. But we saw otters, we saw herons, we saw all types of ducks and geese and a lot of fish.
Cool.
I'm sorry, the only place I'm going to release when I catch is into my frying pan.
Well, you don't have much of a choice because fishing game are all over you out there like fish lips. And seeing how many you caught and coming by, then the sheriff comes by with his, and we saw one homeless camp. They're not in a camp. There's like several of them. But we couldn't see them. We could hear them, but you couldn't see them. Mm-hmm. But that was the only one on the river from the rodeo grounds down to past Riverview.
Mm-hmm. We went under the sundial.
Oh, we went down.
Great picture.
All the bridges. We didn't. You looked up stream to, of course, Diesel Horse because, mm-hmm. you know, you've got to start this side of Diesel Horse. And or downstream of it. Anyway, thanks a lot, Todd, if you're listening, and if you're not, Bertha, if you're listening, what a great experience. And even if you haven't fished before, I'm telling you, these guys know what they're doing because most of the people they take out are people that don't have a lot of experience. And you will catch a fish and wait till you have that fish running back and forth. And you bring it in.
That's why I was saying that if you're looking for something, you know, for the person that has everything.
which isn't me.
Well, I mean, you've got a lot of, you know, went in with my folks and I just figured, you know what, you've been reading about it, you've been very interested in it, get you out there on the river with a professional, what better way than go to the fly shop where they have the best of the best. And it was really a very cool experience to be able to see you and my dad come back after this excursion, and it's almost like, again, like, you know, we went from there, we went to celebrate, it was Joe and Shelley's anniversary. It's like kind of things were sinking in. The next day, you kept going on about it. So it was like, it was wonderful. So anyway, I'm just sharing with people, that is a great thing if you're looking for something to get dad or mom and dad or your son or somebody, go together and get something, a nice trip like that, a float down.
In fact, your dad caught one that was so big that it was charging the boat, and I had to literally present my .45 and aim at it. The fish reversed and was pulling us upstream.
Why'd you have to go there?
pulling us upstream. Because people tell fishing stories. I don't have any fishing stories because I've only been fishing twice. The first time, I caught one fish, and it flopped into the boat. We looked at it. The guide says, whoa, native, and threw it back out. I said, native what?
That was 10 years ago.
It was 10 years ago, but that was my other fish story.
Oh,
come
boy.
On. That was
okay.
the only was other fish one. I've ever caught, all right? In the last 4 decades of my life, that was it.
Okay, well, here's the plan.
So.
We are going to take our house, Holiday Harbor houseboat,
yes, we
out.
Are.
And we are going to, and I'm going to get bring up mom and dad again, and you're going to go out on Shasta Lake this time. You're going to do lake fishing. And that'll be a lot of fun.
Catch something you can actually eat, in other words.
Yeah. So. Hey,
I tell you what, this, but and just last thought on this. When that one hit and ran into the river, and Todd, our guy, he was playing that boat perfectly. He is coaching me all the way through. Okay, get your rod up, get up, give it. Don't point at it. Okay, so and then he was saying, okay, which side? Left side. So he's turning the boat. I mean, it was a lot of fun. I mean, you get a lot of fun out of a 2.5 pound fish. Okay, I'm over this now.
Well, not really. I think that's going to be something that'll be a blast, and that's what you do. You make memories. But talk a little bit about headlines. It was a year ago. It's hard to believe that we had, the terrible riots at Ferguson. Well, here we are again. The one-year anniversary.
A year later, mm-hmm. Another riot.
Early a.m. Yeah. Shootout between 6 people. The suspect ran away, but then shot at police who were chasing him at an unmarked vehicle with emergency lights flashing. 4 detectives got out of their car and shot at the suspect, hitting him several times. So we do have a death.
I'm sure that will be the policeman's fault, because police are just out there to kill.
Oh, yeah, the social media was, they've killed another one of our own. If you point a gun at policemen, they have an alarming tendency to shoot back.
If you shoot at policemen, you've got, from the time they say stop and you run to the time, I'm going to take another look at this in this way. It may be that people fear police. I don't fear policemen, but all of us have a little trepidation when the lights come up behind you.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Or the policeman walks up to you. Everybody has trepidation. I don't have the trepidation probably as African Americans do in Ferguson. Maybe Ferguson has had problems before. In the shooting that led to all of this a year ago, no matter what the feds came in, everybody came in. The policeman didn't do the wrong thing. There were no charges. There were none of it. This guy attacked the policeman. He had already beat up somebody that day when this happened. But then now here a year later, when it could have been a peaceful protest, it turns into violence, turns into a riot, and then people start shooting. And it wasn't the police that started the shooting. So, I mean, when you get to that point, you have to ask yourself, at what point is this being instigated so that there can be, a chance or that's just riot type thing. I can't understand destroying your neighborhoods and destroying parts of your own city over this. But I come from a completely different background. Not that breaking the law and rioting and destroying things is understandable. Hey, Frank Gifford passed away, 84 years old.
Gosh.
Frank Gifford, who played football, went back in the days in the 50s and early 60s where the players went both ways. They played offense and defense. Now, if you say a player goes, both ways in today's football, it has something to do with sex. But back then, they said, that man played both ways. That meant he played offense and he played defense.
Wow.
He was a running back and a defensive back for the New York Giants. And he was a golden boy back then. He was just, good looking, articulate, and he was just a great player. In one of his last games, he was nailed by a linebacker, 230 pounds, that just left him leveled and unconscious. And he was in the hospital for several days before he came out. It probably shortened his playing span by a couple years. He's married to Kathy Lee Gifford, who is today or
used
this
to be
morning?
Kathy Lee Johnson, and she was on Name That Tune. She was
really?
A household name before she then became co-host with Regis Philbin, and they had a huge hit before he then was moved to New York. But in L.A., he used to have a morning show in L.A. That's all, and then he went to New York, and it was Kathy Lee.
You mean she? You keep saying he.
He used to have a big. Regis had a big show in L.A.
Oh, Regis.
Then he moved
okay.
to New York, and it was Kathy and Regis,
you co-hosted on Regis' show
in L.A. a few times. Yes.
He of course then went on to Monday Night Football with Howard Cosell and Dandy Dan Don Meredith, And they, I tell you what, they were icons. They were icons of football back then.
Oh, Bob. The Monday Night Football, yes. Oh. The banter between them was just awesome.
Dandy Don and Howard Cosell.
Oh, yeah.
Going, and you know what?
That drive delivery.
And Frank Gifford was kind of the guy in the middle that would just bring everybody back into what, you know, back to the game.
Yeah.
It was kind of in between them, and you could just see him looking at him a couple of times going, okay, here we go. An icon of football, and
yeah.
Is
oh well, yeah, they established the genre of Monday Night Football.
Yeah, the
bad to see him go.
We got to take a quick break here, and we've got our guests starting in right after these messages. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Any type of jewelry, specializing in estate jewelry, but any kind of jewelry you could possibly want, Leonard has. At very good prices and the finest quality of jewelry. And the only trained watch repairman in all of Redding and Mia's whole surrounding area. Got something wrong with your watch? Bring it to Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, across from Sierra Gibbs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Love is a burning thing. And it makes a fiery ring, bound by wild desire. I fell into a ring of fire.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just gray houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
It's hot and smoky, and yet they're on the job 24 hours around the clock, protecting our lives, our homes, and our property. From all of us on the China Fire and all the fires in the North State, a huge thank you for all you do. You saved our homes and patrolled our streets, keeping the looters at bay. Although we were without electricity, most of us returned to our homes standing safe, if a little singed. To our firefighters and our police force, thank you seems so trivial. We are sincerely indebted to you.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. They are located on Hilltop Drive, of course. Espresso Joe's is inside of Tobacco and Brew. And for all of your coffee needs, they have tea and they have wine and a selection of just about everything that you could want, plus the largest walk-in humidor. Go in and say hello to the Tobacco and Brew cuties. The Espresso Joe's cuties. That's Tobacco and Brew. Currently 70 degrees in the downtown studios. Haze, it's going to be hazy then sunny with our highs around 92. Areas of smoke tonight with temperatures around 66. Tuesday calls for 89 with Tuesday night around 65. Wednesday becomes sunny and clearer with 92. And as we progress through the week, it's going to be Saturday around 99 and Sunday around 99. The weather's brought to me by Shasta Gas Propane. Always, every time we read the weather, Shasta Gas Propane is the sponsor of the weather, where they are veteran-friendly, and also they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
Okay, we're here with the Shasta Children's Ministries with Ron Skipper and Roberta Wright and Marty Carpenter, all here.
Morning.
Thank you.
But I said Ron Skipper.
Ron Skipper.
I got him first because Ron brings us presents. He brought us Asian pears, which are some of my favorite, of course. But Ron also has, was that an ostrich egg?
That one was an emu
egg that he painted.
Carved.
Oh, he carved.
Yeah,
but he carved into this egg the Marine Corps emblem, the Eagle, Globe, and Anchor, and then painted this beautiful green and red anchor. I mean, it's just absolutely beautiful.
It's on your Facebook.
And it's on Facebook for KCNR, but it's been sitting on the shelf above my desk for 5 years. And I can't even begin to tell you how beautiful that is. And do you still do this? I mean, do you still build these for people? Or?
Yeah, I'm working on a couple for the Air Force for Beale right now in a patch.
I'm telling you what, this is just absolutely, this work
such
he does is just such a talent. And we'll get to how people can get a hold of you. This is not why he came on, though.
No.
We're here for Shasta Children's Ministries. Roberta, tell us a little bit what's going on.
Good morning, Roberta Wright.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you for having us. And we're kind of one of those best-kept secrets, you know. We're really fly under the radar. We're able to go with our ministry into the elementary schools and have epic Bible clubs. And and so with the parents' permission, then the children are able to sign up and come to the Epic Bible Clubs, and we go into the all the elementary schools that we can. If we had a lot more volunteers, we could be in every school.
When you say Epic Bible Club, can you just break that down for us? What does this look like?
Well, it's kind of like a high-powered Sunday school class. You know, we have, of course, the Bible lesson. We have songs, we have games, we have snacks. It's just the hour flies by really fast, and the kids really like it and bring their friends. And we just have it's a real opportunity to teach the Bible to the children.
And where is this? And this is in schools?
Uh-huh.
And what time of the day?
We're in the after-school program.
Okay.
And so usually it's like 3, around 3 o'clock, 3 to 4 o'clock. But it varies on the school how it works, you know, in each school how it works out. But we're mostly, I think we're maybe have one release time, but mostly we have in the after-school programs.
So you're looking for volunteers.
Yes.
That can help to spread, of course, the Shasta Children's Ministries is looking for volunteers for the after-school programs to teach Bible classes.
Right. Right, and we have training. And so I'm going to jump up here in a minute and let Marty talk about our training. It's coming up this next Saturday.
Okay.
But we do, the teachers are trained. Also, everybody has to, of course, be background check and, you know, everybody. but we need volunteers. We need at least about 4 people to go in the schools so that we could have a teacher and a helper and a snack and roles. There's a lot of jobs to do when you have a lot of children, 20 children, 30 children. You need a lot of helpers.
Mm-hmm. Ron, you're the chairman here on the Epic Bible Club.
Yes.
And now and before people get too excited about, oh, it's you know, it's religion in school. This is purely voluntary on the kids' part. So you offer this as other as other offerings there, or other clubs are also offered for after school. So,
yeah.
You know, people don't need to get too excited. The children being forced into, quote, religion.
Yeah, let's tell us who we are. We're a 501c. We are a ministry of Shasta Bible College and Graduate School. We do have access to schools because of the Equal Access Act. It's a Supreme Court decision. And so we have access right along with anyone else that goes in.
Okay.
Girls on the Run, 4-H, whoever's in the school. If they're in there, we can be in there.
Okay.
So we're legally there. Like Roberta said, we're all background checked or fingerprinted. So we're legit.
You want to make sure that the people that have access to your children after school
absolutely
are safe.
Absolutely.
And I would insist on that. I know maybe years ago we didn't, but now we do.
Yes, we do
for a lot of reasons.
And we're also insured for a lot of money.
Well, you have to. You know, I mean, we're insured for a lot of money. Well, not a lot. You know, not very much. But so don't trip on the way out.
Yeah.
We might have to drag you outside the door and say we found you there, instead of dragging you inside. So how many schools are you all in now, would you say?
14. We were in 14 last year.
14 schools throughout the county here?
Yes.
Wow, that's a lot of schools. And how many students did you have, approximately?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 500 or so.
500 students would come in and learn about the Bible. So and so the Bible Club itself, would you teach about the different books? Would you start at Genesis and work you all the way through, or how do you do it? Do I need to bring Marty in here?
Marty should address that. She's our teacher coordinator. But we teach. Basically, we hope that morals and things that would help society get along with one another. Authority, agreeing with authority.
Treat others as you would yourself.
No bullying, that sort of stuff.
Yeah,
so it's character building. It's character building, and so yeah, we use the Bible to instill all those things that a good society should have.
Okay. Well, you know, Well, you know, it should have. You know, and it doesn't, and it's not based on religion so much as it is the right thing. But you know, it came out of the Bible. You know, do the right thing with people. You know, love one another, do unto others. Thou shalt not steal, murder, covet, all those
things.
Treat
your body Christ-like.
Yeah, and which is a different kind of thing. That doesn't come right from the Bible, but it is to respect yourself and respect yourself and respect others.
Mm-hmm.
Roberta, I'm not sure what that sound is.
It's a phone.
Oh, it's a phone. It just keeps getting louder. Okay. Throw her out of the office. Go outside, play in the smoke. Oh, wait a minute. That's not treating you as I would myself, or loving you as I would.
Well, anyway. Okay, so there you go. And it sounded like it was Asian
Marty,
tea house music.
Okay, Marty, back into the fight here.
Okay.
So what is this? Was this a ninja movie that was on your phone? Or?
That was In Christ Alone.
Okay.
You are the club coordinator. So what do you do?
Oh, my goodness. I don't get much sleep, especially
during the time of the year.
In the summer. I'm also a full-time student at Shasta Bible College, so I'm busy.
So you coordinate all the classes that are being taught through the 14 different schools and the 500 students.
Sort of, yes.
That's her job.
Sort of. I would say that it's several of us that actually do that part. When I coordinate, mostly I coordinate the summer. Because we don't just do this.
Mm-hmm.
We don't just go into the schools. We also train teenagers to become teachers and adults. We have a week-long training that's intense that we do each year, and I coordinate that. And then I spend the summer taking teenagers to remote locations, you could say, and We do vacation Bible schools for communities and churches that do not have a staff.
Okay. So now your school's getting ready to start for your volunteers.
Yes.
So we need more volunteers. Mm-hmm. I say we in the royal we here.
Yeah.
We need more volunteers for this so you can reach out to the schools, because when you have several students, you have 500 students, you need obviously a bunch, a number of coordinators and teachers. So how do they get a hold of you?
We have a phone number, 255-8229.
Okay.
You can find us on Facebook. What is it?
I don't know, but Epic
Bible Club. You look up Epic Bible Club.
It's Shasta Children's Ministries on Facebook.
Yes.
And it's your website is epicbibleclubs.org.
Yes.
You can reach them through shastacm@hotmail.com, and their phone number is 255-8229. They're looking for volunteers right now. They want to come in and work in the after school, and it can be teenagers. It could be parents. It could be people you're just interested.
It could be a family. Yeah. We would love to see families see this as an opportunity to work together, and maybe two families work together in a school, train your children to grow them up to become leaders, and it's a great opportunity. When my two younger children were still at home, we did it as a team, and it was great, because we didn't really need necessarily other people to help us at that point, because there were three of us, and I really missed that. I really missed that team of my family together working. But it's a really
rich
special
experience.
Time. Yeah. It is, because your children, it's kind of like the whole homeschooling thing. You know, your children are learning from adults in the process, and you're getting an opportunity to instruct them and guide them, as well as giving them opportunities to do something that's rewarding and special.
Okay, we're here with Marty Carpenter and Ron Skipper. Is it Shipper?
Skipper.
Skipper. That's what I thought. That's why I had written it down.
CH.
And from Epic Bible Club and, of course, Shasta Children's Ministries and Roberta Wright. They're looking for volunteers for the school year. And their training sessions start next week, right?
This Saturday at Shasta Bible College.
It sounds like a good way to have people involved in their community and helping children. And this is purely voluntary on the children's part, after-school programs. And you can have they can learn something about the Bible and about how to grow strong and wise.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that you're not just thrown in there. You are trained, and you can have as much help as you need to get started and work into it. But you could just be a volunteer and see what happens by bringing cookies each week, or just sitting with the children and being a good friend to them. You know, and it takes about 2 hours a week, so it's not a huge time commitment if you're not the teacher.
Okay. Again, 255-8229 or shastacm@hotmail.com. Or I bet if you just called out to looked up Shasta Children's Ministries, you could find you, or out there at the
Bible College.
And that's the Bible, it's Reading Bible College?
Shasta Bible College.
Any of those ways could get a hold of y'all, right?
Yes, 8:30 this Saturday at Shasta Bible College. You can come and just check us out. You can come and get maybe connected with other people and fit in with a club, or maybe we can match you up with other people to go to a new school.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a break here, but here's a chance, and we'll give out that number several more times this week. Thanks a lot, Roberta and Marty and Ron. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda by KCNR, 1460.
Pizza Shack. Even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here, inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza alla sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have the buffalo chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough, topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce. Then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This summer, we can all save energy and money together. Your Redding Electric Utility would like to remind you that you may qualify for one of the many rebates available for upgrading your appliances, adding insulation and window screens, or making other energy-saving improvements to your home or business. Please visit reupower.com to learn how you may earn a credit on your electricity bill. Save energy, save money. Remember, reupower.com, brought to you by REU, where Redding is powerful together.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Fire. Fire. Late at night.
I used to do this song.
You still do?
Except I know all the Pointer Sisters songs.
You're not singing
they
it.
Were so good.
You're not singing it. You're just doing it.
Okay,
I won't sing anymore because the last time people, everybody just dropped off the. It must have been, maybe I blew something out there. Hey,
speaking
good morning.
Of cat.
It is 9 minutes till 8 o'clock here on Monday, August the 10th. It's 70 degrees out there, going up to 92. It is smoky and hazy out there. So if you have a beard, try to strain the smoke through your beard, which is somewhat impossible.
Saw a couple of ladies out walking the dogs. They had
masks on.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Last night when I went out taking the trash out, it looked like you were in foggy London town. Hey, but this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Mighty Fine Foods. I tell you what, they have got it all. He has had, they came in. It's locally owned, father and son, and he came in and talked about 1,000 cold drinks, including 250 different kinds of beer. He had, he does all these, the brewers, the special, these little breweries. He has over 250 different types of beer, a daily deli special under $5, barbecue every Friday, everything you could possibly want. It's your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. It's locally owned. It's absolutely clean, great attitude. A butcher is in there cutting the meat the way you want it, right there on the spot. They've got it all. Right there at Mighty Fine Foods, 299 in Deschutes in Bella Vista. Right there on the corner there, Mighty Fine Foods. Great place. Get gas. You can get it. Everything. Propane. One-stop shop. We were standing here, minding our own business, and Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, was wandering by. He looked lost. We said, "What's up, Mark?" And he goes, "We got something big going on." Come on in, buddy. What is that? What's going on this time?
Good morning. It's the same thing we talked about last week, but we've got our Passport to Adoption event, which is going to be this Friday and Saturday. And it's going to be 11 to 5 at Haven Humane Society at our Morgan Adoption Center. And so what you do is you come in. We actually recommend that you apply early so you can come into Haven before then and do your application, or you can go to havenhumane.org and do an application. But it's going to be first come, first serve. You come in. It's $10. You get a T-shirt. You get a Passport. It's a play on Passport. You're going to go to a bunch of destinations that we have that are booths set up, like Mexico City, Guatemala, Persia. Hopefully you got that. And you're going to get your Passport stamped with a little kitty stamp. Once you get done with all of that, then you're going to go and you're going to pick out a cat or a kitten. And for $10, you're going to take home a T-shirt. You're going to give a forever home to a cat or a kitten. And that cat or kitten is going to be spayed, neutered, microchipped, and current on vaccinations. So
for $10.
$10, yeah. And our goal is to put 100 cats in forever homes in the next 2 weeks, starting last Monday through
how we doing
this Saturday. I don't know what the count is right now. But
we're seeing a lot of cats going out. I'm looking at Facebook.
Yeah, I think I'm not even sure where we're at. I think we're in double digits, but we're hoping to
really... We need more.
Yeah, we need a lot more.
Okay. This is a good chance. $10, you can get your you can get your kitty, your home forever kitty.
Yep.
By the way,
and we have every Dez. Every shape, size, color, everything.
We have Dez in our chat room here. Dez, type in there where you're at, will you please? Because it's not obviously in this hemisphere. He's one of the people in the chat room. He says, "Wow, it's close to 5 p.m. here." So anyway, so when you get a chance, Dez, just
what does it mean he wants
at
a cocktail
today? Today flew by.
Today, man, wow. What am I doing here? I knew I was.
Really?
I knew we were good. But you know, we were less good. Mark, you guys, I tell you what, you brought in the girl from, the little girl, just adorable, from Camp Love a Pet.
Jordan.
With her pit bull that was as big as her.
Yeah.
And she goes, and she clicks it, and she goes, shit. That dog, boom. That dog's butt hit the ground so hard. I didn't know, I thought we were going to need to help him get it up. Because he just buried himself there because he's looking at her. I mean, just what a cute little girl. And she loves this dog.
Yeah, she does. Jordan is fantastic.
Is that? I hope that dog was adopted or will be adopted. What a nice dog! Just looking for love there.
Yeah, Midas is still available for adoption, and we would love to have somebody come adopt him. He's a fantastic little guy. We did have our camp graduation on Saturday. It went fantastic. The kids were amazing. The dogs really stepped up and did fantastic for the graduation. So great time. Lots of tears afterwards. Kids are sad. Counselors are sad. Some of the tears were my own. Today is the
dogs are happy because they don't know any better.
Well, a lot of the dogs, I think we had 8 or 9 out of the 18 that went home already from getting adopted.
Is that great?
So, and today, Captain Smith and I and Wendell and all the counselors will we'll feel like we're missing something this morning because I don't get to go back and
you kind of almost have to give those ones that are left. You probably have to give them almost some special attention, I would think, because they've been getting so much attention over the last 2 weeks that you kind of like, and here's a sad story, not about what you all are doing, but every so often you see something on the news or something that here's dogs that have been in there. They don't even look up anymore. Not at your place, but at other shelters, they don't even look up anymore. They turn their back to the people, and they just it's so sad. And you have your dogs out to being walked. You have Camp Love a Pet. You have volunteers coming in. Everything you can possibly do. But we need to find homes because a dog will get like this. It's just they're a pack animal. Even if they're in there with other dogs, it's not the same.
Yeah, and, I'd love to tell you that I don't have a special spot in my heart for the camp dogs, but that'd be a lie. I do, because I spend a lot of time with the camp dogs. But luckily, we have some wonderful volunteers, so every one of our dogs gets special attention every single day, thanks to our volunteers.
That's
and
great.
Our staff, which is amazing. But
super.
We do have a lot of camp dogs that still need a home. I am happy to report that Trisha, which I know came in here at least twice for Pet of the Week, and I think she was here 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Trisha
got such a good dog.
Yeah, this was her second camp, and I was pretty tight with her. But Trisha got adopted on Friday or Saturday after camp by
great.
Somebody.
Oh.
Yeah, so,
super.
Yeah.
Was it you?
It was not me. No, I'm at my limit. So
your wife has put you at a limit, right?
No, the city has put me at a limit. I'm at my legal limit, so I won't
really?
Be getting any more dogs.
So 12 dogs. And
No.
I sent a card to a girlfriend of Linda's, and in it is it's a box with 12 little kitties' faces all looking up, and it said starter kit for cat lady. And I gave it to her.
She was a little offended. I'm not sure why.
Because
she is a cat lady.
Because she's got like 7 or 8, 12 cats already. I mean, and she feeds all the time. And she's been in a battle. She's been in a battle with raccoons out there. And I think she's called you all, and so she got the they trapped the raccoon that was in the house. They trapped that.
He opened up the screen door.
He came in.
Was in there
food,
eating,
and the cats were battling. I mean, it was. I can just imagine the battle of Raccoon Flats out there. They capture him, take him all the way over to Lake Shasta. They said you have to get him someplace where there's water, so they can't find their way back. And blah blah. They get back, and they had another raccoon in the trap. She had to go back again and take that one out. So it was a great story. The battle.
It's like Groundhog Day for raccoons.
Wow.
Anyway.
Mark's story. So we got kitty.
Head on down to Haven Humane. $10. I mean, it's all through the week,
and
right?
It's only $50 this week. No, it's only Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday.
14th to 15th.
Great. Okay, hey, we'll be right back after these messages in the news with the Record Searchlight. It's 8 o'clock here on Monday the 10th.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Wally Hines in Washington. Plainclothes police officers were reportedly among those targeted after gunfire erupted at a weekend demonstration marking the one-year anniversary of the fatal police shooting of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri. St. Louis County Police Chief John Belmar.
The suspect engages them with gunfire almost right at the grill of the car. Strike the hood. I don't know if you've seen pictures of it yet. 3 or 4 times. Strike the windshield, I think 4 or 5 times. The plainclothes detectives return fire from the inside of the van, but they don't know if they hit him or not.
The suspect was hit. He is hospitalized in critical condition. We could be nearing a verdict in the espionage trial of a Washington Post reporter held in Iran for more than a year. The evidence-gathering portion of that trial wrapped up today. Meanwhile, the sister of Jason Rezaian says her brother is a victim of poor relations between the U.S. and Iran.
He is paying the price of the suspicion, the animosity, and the paranoia between the two countries for more than 37 years.
Rezaian faces up to 20 years if convicted. New Mexico Governor Susana Martinez was at a loss for words after being given an overhead view of the 3 million gallons of orange sludge accidentally dumped into Colorado's Animas River.
The magnitude of it was... I can't even describe it. It's like when I flew over the fires, and you see something that your mind isn't ready or adjusted to see.
The accident occurred during cleanup operations at an abandoned mine. Also at SRNnews.com, one person in custody after two assailants opened fire on the U.S. consulate building in Istanbul, Turkey today. The attack touched off a gunfight, but there were no other injuries. This is SRN News.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women, and now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-280-9595. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective. It's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-280-9595. 800-280-9595. That's 800-280-9595.
Gas prices continue to tumble down another 11 cents a gallon to a nationwide average of $2.71.
Our demand is really racing, both seasonally and year on year, but refineries are more than keeping up with that. So the twin factors are lower crude oil prices and what U.S. refiners are doing with those barrels.
Analyst Trilby Lundberg says this summer's slide should continue. The Coast Guard says cocaine seizures off of Latin America's Pacific coast have soared this year to their highest level in 5 years. Authorities have seized 119,000 pounds of cocaine over the past 10 months. That's more than the previous 3 years combined. Tension between the Koreas is growing again after a pair of landmine blasts. South Korea says it will resume propaganda broadcasts across the border with the rival North Korea for the first time in 11 years. This is SRN News. Tributes are pouring in for Football Hall of Famer Frank Gifford, who died yesterday at the age of 84. Newly inducted Hall of Famer Tim Brown spoke with ESPN.
It's always sad when we lose, great players of the league, and certainly, this is one that's going to hurt.
Gifford was married to TV personality Kathy Lee Gifford. A court appearance is scheduled in Vermont today for a woman who allegedly shot and killed a social worker because she was upset about losing custody of her 9-year-old daughter. Wisconsin's Slender Man case is back in court today. Judges set to decide whether two 13-year-old girls, now charged as adults, are to be tried in juvenile court. They're charged with stabbing a classmate to please online horror character Slender Man. If convicted, they could get up to 65 years in prison. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Wally Hines.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and about 8:06 in the morning here on August the 10th. And our phone lines are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Weather today from my girlfriend Linda.
Currently 70 degrees in the downtown studios. Good morning. It's going to be hazy, then sunny, with our highs around 92. Areas of smoke tonight with temperatures around 66. Tuesday calls for areas of smoke again with our 89 temperatures that will be on our highs. Tuesday night with temperatures around 65. Sunny and 92 on Wednesday. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer where they are locally owned and operated. They give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. We do have a caller that's been on hold. Sally, good morning. Thank you for holding, and tell us what's happening with tonight's meeting.
Good morning, Linda. Yeah, tonight we have the pleasure of hosting Tim Pappas, who is teaching us an ongoing class on our Constitution. And he's been coming twice a month now through the summer, and a lot of the people have been bringing their children and grandchildren to listen to him because he brings it right down to what is happening today and the relevance of our Constitution. And if you don't know what's in your Constitution, how can you defend it? And it's been an awesome class. I hope people will come on out tonight. It starts at 6 o'clock. And it's at the Destiny Fellowship Church at 2570 South Bonneview Road.
Okay. Hey, Sally, does Tim think it's an evolving document?
Has he what?
Does he think the Constitution is an evolving document?
No, he does not. Words have meanings, and the meanings are what the meanings were then as they are now.
Okay. All right.
It's really great, but he does make it seem like it's living because he brings it right down to the relevance of things that are happening today. He always includes things that are going on in the news, and it's just, it's very interesting, very fascinating.
Cool. All right, Sally, thanks a lot. That's
Thank
tonight,
you.
6 p.m., Destiny Fellowship Church on South Bonneview.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Hey, you know what? It's hot, smoky, hazy. Last night, we put on a air scrubber in our room. I'm not even sure what you call those things. It takes the air and it cleans it. Air filter. There you go. And
well,
puts
it
ions.
Some ion.
It puts ions
like
in the air.
And
I'm not sure. It says it does. I don't know if it does or not. But you need to make sure all the filters and the air conditioners now are clean, and this is where we get into Alliance Heating and Air. Besides being able to fix any type of air conditioner that's been made by man or maybe even alien, they also can come in and fix all your filters, pull your filters out, make sure they're clean, start scrubbing all that smoke out of the air. Alliance Heating and Air, been in the business for over 20 years, a veteran-owned business. Got an emergency, they're there for you. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org.
You know what
we found out? I'm outside last night, and the smoke that looked like it was in a fog in London or on the coast. Then I walked back in the room and said, gosh, you still smell smoking. And look, in the bathroom, we've got the window open.
Well,
because, you know, we took a shower and you just leave the window open. Mm-hmm. And what do you do? And so what do I have? I have smoke.
Mm-hmm.
We have smoke. I shut that. And then so, okay, I'm ready to move on. Carol Ferguson is here.
Good morning.
Good morning, Carol.
Hello. She's the managing editor of the Record Searchlight. And we have her on. Well, her and her assorted accomplices. Yes, she has.
I have none today.
This is your monthly call on KCNR.
I'm missing out on your reporters. You know, your reporters are really quick to get out there and dish it out, but I don't see them coming in here to just answer a question now.
I know, I got to work on that one.
Why do you think that is? Or is this a one-way street from your reporters?
I think they're just really busy right now.
That's okay.
With the fires.
Oh, come on. 8 o'clock in the morning?
On a Monday?
Most of your people aren't even up till noon. I see they're writing.
Okay.
You're there. No, just let me finish here. This is me and Carol here. No, I'm kidding.
No.
We always love having you here, though,
mm-hmm.
because you're the managing editor. You are the one.
Absolutely. Hey, well, before we came on the air, I was replying to an email. You mentioned something about Sunday's paper.
Yes.
Well, you want to share with us?
Right.
I just think it's something. Let's jump in and just start right there.
Right. We reporters Jenny Espino and Joe Sadowski worked on a story together about this perception. Well, let me put it back this way: it's about how crime rates have technically fallen across the nation, especially violent crime is way down, and even locally the numbers reflect that. However, the perception among people over the past 2 or 3 years has been things are getting really bad and crime is on the increase. And so they're clamoring for more police, more jail cells, more something to do to clean up our streets and make them feel safer. And then the police chief is saying, well, it actually is safer out there. In another story that we did, Chief Paletti said, if you're a person, you're pretty safe. If you're property, you're not. So what he was saying is that violent crime is way down, but property crime kind of fluctuates and goes up and down. Your petty thefts, your larcenies, those kinds of things.
But Carol, three or four years ago, AB 109 hit,
mm-hmm.
our crime rate shot up 65%. And where it may be down, it's not to where it was before. Is that correct, or am I looking at wrong numbers?
What happened was when AB 109 happened, they were, for a while, the county was tracking how many people who were on AB 109 or released through that law were recommitting crimes. The crime increase couldn't necessarily be correlated to that. They were out doing crimes, but the increase also had to do with heroin use, because that also started picking up. So you had various things start to come together. You had a lot of perception that AB 109, you know, these people are getting right back out and getting back into it. It really necessarily wasn't the case. I can't remember the percentage, but it wasn't like they were all, you couldn't contribute all the crime or any increase exclusively to that.
Well, but they have said from the beginning that about 15% of the people they've been arresting 4 or 5 times.
Yes. Oh, and some people more than that.
Right.
Some people are getting arrested pretty much once a week.
If they keep getting arrested and they keep getting out and they keep committing crimes, the petty crime has not gone down. Maybe it's gone down a little bit. But, you know, when somebody breaks into your car or comes into your house or takes your bicycle, comes over your fence, cuts the chains on your bicycle, takes your bicycles, and or takes them off your car.
Mm-hmm.
This is a big crime, and it may be a petty theft, but it's continuous around here.
Well,
so I understand what you're saying, that it's people aren't getting hit in the head.
Right. And what's happening, too, is that those petty crimes aren't all getting reported. And so when you look at the crime rates down, what a lot of people are saying is that's because we're not reporting them. Businesses, Ed Rollman from C.R. Gibbs said, you know, I have all these crimes happening. I keep getting thefts. I have all this, you know, vandalism. All these things are happening. I've given up on calling the police. I don't even call my insurance company anymore because I don't want my rates to rise. So you have this sense of even if I call, nothing's going to happen. They're not going to come out, or it will be hours, or nothing will come of it. So you do see a lot of people taking in their own hands on the Facebook groups. Hey, I saw this bike, or this was stolen. Has anyone seen my car? And some of these people are helping solve their own thefts. Yeah. It's kind of interesting to see. So the data say things are better, but that's only what's being reported. And I know right. Chief Paletti has mentioned that a lot, that he fears that a lot of these are going unreported.
Well, he says that on the show here. And we'll talk about – he'll be on the show Wednesday. And we're going to talk about the article, I'm sure. We got to take a break right now. Our guest is Carol Ferguson, managing editor of the Record Searchlight. It's 8:15 in the morning, and this portion of the show has been brought to you by
View 202. And come on down to our jazz brunch on Sundays. And we're also going to be talking about a couple other things that are going on with Cicada and Logan's. But for right now, the jazz brunch at View 202 has been increasingly a success because you, people who have reached out and come out, they've added back some favorites on the menu. We had a great crowd on Sunday, a lot of returns. People, familiar faces. So we'll be out there again Sunday with a jazz trio and brunches from 11 to 2. Through the month of August, I'll be out there with my jazz ensemble. Call for reservations at 226-8439. Again, that's View 202.
Okay, we'll be right back after these messages. 8:16 in the morning here on August the 10th, Monday. And a shout-out to Dez, who's over in Europe, down in our chat room. We'll be right back.
Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This is Jonathan Anderson, director of the Good News Rescue Mission. In response to the concerns of our community caused by the recent recession, changes in our state law, prolonged drug problems, and an increase in mental health issues, the mission has examined its policies and practices in order to take a proactive approach. We have developed great incentive programs to help keep people off the streets and to help them break the cycle of poverty. However, we have also implemented strict policies to deter those who are criminally active and bent on destruction in our community. Any guests who are caught loitering, stealing, or panhandling will have an alert placed on their electronic account and will be denied services until they speak with a case management team to address their negative behaviors. Last year, with these efforts, we helped 250 people break their cycle of poverty and are no longer on the streets of Shasta County. To help break the cycle of poverty in our community, please visit us at gnrm.org.
Orchard Nutrition Center's creed is their promise, to offer only the highest quality products that follow strict manufacturing guidelines, because you deserve to live life to the fullest. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition has always believed that we are all in it together, because the food you eat is a lot more than just a daily activity. The things you consume affect every aspect of your life. Orchard Nutrition Center hosts many exciting educational events throughout the year, including seminars each month featuring experts who present the latest information on a variety of health and nutritional topics. The main focus is on helping you understand how your body works and how to live healthy. These seminars are a great way to learn interesting information in person, and there's always an opportunity to ask questions and really get clarification from the experts. Bring your friends and family. Reservations are not required, but seating is limited. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook for seminar schedules, speakers, and topics. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly, local Whole Foods store.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
If you see a faded sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the moon.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460, with Carl and Linda Bott and Bad Bob, who does all of our music here. 8:20 in the morning, August the 10th, Monday, 74 degrees out there, going up to 92. It's hazy and smoky, but clearing a little bit. Phone line's here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Holiday Harbor. There's lots of water left in Lake Shasta. Head on down, Holiday Harbor. You're not going to get a better deal on a boat, a patio boat, a speed boat, a fishing boat, a towable, a personal watercraft, a paddleboard, a kayak. All of this down at Holiday Harbor. Better known business and great people. Give them a call at 238-2383 or go to lakeshasta.com. You can't spend a better day than out on that water. Trust me on this one. Okay, Carol Ferguson, whom we really adore.
I like coming here.
Well, you're a stand-up person, managing editor of the Record Searchlight. I mean, I'll come in there with, you know, I'll just come in with fire. And she just, you know what? You are like, it hits you and you just look at me and it just kind of just like, just it just it dissipates out like that. And you go, well, Carl, or you just ignore me like Linda does. So, I mean, you know, you both look at each other, kind of look away. And I know where I am. Okay. Now, we were talking about crime. And we're talking about, you know, the perception of crime. But perception, when you go down, and Bob said it was on the way out, you go down Yuba Street.
Mm-hmm.
But you had an article today, front page, about the promenade here.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good article. And that in the library park, which is next to Sam Allen's place,
mm-hmm.
And they said that there's more police pushing into there. And now in the promenade, where there's been a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Transients, vagrants, whatever you want to call them. And the big thing they did to get rid of them was cut off the electricity.
Yes.
They turned off the electricity in the outlets.
Mm-hmm. That had been, we actually did a story a few years ago on that, where people were using the outlets there to power up their electronics and their electric wheelchairs, things like that. And they turned them off. But they turn them back on for the Market Street.
Yeah, the fair.
The fair. And so they had them on for that, and they just hadn't turned them off. So it was one of those things of, okay, just go turn them off because they found the power supply again. I mean, that's one of the issues, I guess, is they have cell phones. They have these things they want to power up.
Explain to me how they have iPads and iPhones, and they're getting money from us, the government, to do these things.
Well, the money from the government isn't restricted on what you can use it on. So you can use it on a cell phone. In this day and age, too, if you are looking to get off the street, if you are looking to get a job, if you are looking to find homes, you do need a way for people to reach you. So in this day and age, a cell phone is it. I mean, it would be hard.
Well, we can look at the other side, too. This is where I can make my contacts to buy drugs or to sell drugs or to do these other things. And I understand that, wow, how did we actually get along without cell phones?
I have no idea.
Oh, that was
I don't know how I got along without Google.
That was before your time.
Not that much.
I remember.
I remember the days.
I remember we didn't have. Did you remember we didn't have cell phones? I remember that.
I absolutely remember not having cell phones, and I remember not going to get my hair done and my nails done and all the things that were simple.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Instead of being in there 4 hours. You just did it at home. You did stuff at home.
Oh, you went out on a bicycle at 6 in the morning. You didn't show up till sunset. Nobody cared.
Exactly. Okay, but things have changed.
Yes,
and now, but
they've
changed. And they have changed. So you're saying, what the Record Searchlight is saying is this, because you've said it a couple of times, is crime's not as bad as people think it is, that it's not as bad as perception, but yet perception is reality.
Yes.
If I walk down Yuba Street where all of these people I see down there on all the corners are there, then my perception is we have a problem. If people are still talking about people defecating in their doorways
mm-hmm.
or on their property, then we still have a problem. If you drive down California Street,
right,
across the street from Mallory's, those two wonderful hotels there, and you watch these people walking their dogs out there, and the dogs are crapping everywhere, and they don't clean it up, and you see them wandering around there, and you see what it is, that perception to me is we've got a problem.
Yes. We have a homeless problem. We have a poverty problem. But just because you see a homeless person doesn't necessarily mean that homeless person is a criminal who's about ready to commit a crime. But the perception is when you see this, you feel uncomfortable. And when you feel uncomfortable, you think that this person, you know, is somehow a danger to me, when in fact they may not be. And I think what's happening is that you have crime that is, you know, an actual crime against a person, and this perception that we are surrounded by potential criminals that might attack at any time. And that's a different thing. Not every homeless person is going to attack or commit a crime.
Absolutely.
You know, but the perception is you're seeing this. You're seeing this in your face. You're seeing the quality of life. You're seeing the uncleanliness. You're seeing all that. And you now you think, oh, I live in a crime-ridden area. When in fact, you're living in an area that has some poor people living on the streets.
But and then, and you know what? And you're absolutely right. Just because you're poor or you're homeless does not make you a criminal. You're absolutely right.
Right.
But there is enough crime going on that you hear. I don't know of anybody that hasn't been touched by crime. Bob, even out where he lives, has an explosives factory next to him that you all covered very well, by the way. The guy blows up the house.
Oh, yeah, that one.
That lives next. That lived next to Bob.
I can do
Plus
better.
Got,
I can do better than that.
Okay,
I have a wildlife camera that I set out to watch the comings and goings of the deer and the raccoons and all that. And the other night, it picked up somebody shining a flashlight around my yard at 2:30 in the morning. Somebody shining a flashlight around a yard at 2:30 in the morning is not there on a social call.
Well, we have a carrier, just to try to say that it might not be, you know,
right,
nefarious. We had a new carrier get on Reading, the Reading Crime Facebook group, and say, hello, I'm a new newspaper carrier. I'm going to be looking for addresses. I might have a flashlight. Just to let you know, I'm not casing at your home. Please don't shoot me. I'm just trying to make sure I'm delivering the paper to the right place. You know,
you're absolutely right. You know what?
You never know.
You can be perfectly, you know, all of this is. And I know what you're saying, and I'm on your side. Frankly, I am on your side. We have got people. People are afraid, and maybe there's reasons for them not to be afraid. But there's enough stuff still going on that you still need to be cautious. You still can't leave your car open. You still can't leave your house open.
No.
You still can't leave things. And this is the bad thing. You can't leave things on your seat because somebody will bust a window. And Rob Paletti came in and said, yeah, see this thing right here? And it's like a little keychain. But what it is, it's made to bust a window. And they can come up and swing their hand once. It busts the window. They reach in, and it's gone.
Oh, there's a lot of that. And a lot of people aren't necessarily reporting that.
Well,
but they'll go online and share it online. So now people who are monitoring those Facebook groups or the online groups about crime are now more aware of it. And if you go there, like I go to Reading Crime throughout the day just to check in, to find news tips, see what's going on. And if that's one of your main places where you're going, you're going to think you're living in a place you can't go outside without someone accosting you or stealing your purse or, you know.
People aren't getting knocked down. However, I did talk to somebody that would know this. There's a lot of cases in court where people are getting attacked or assaulted on the river trail, and it's not thug against thug. It's thug against civilian walking down. And I don't think that's gotten a lot of coverage. I'm sorry.
Well, I was just saying in the chat room, and of course that they keep us completely on alert about things going on. Comment was, please, stealing in local stores and employees being told to leave them alone, and they're getting away with it.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, there's an
outcry. Yeah. Also, this same person commented, I'm not thinking of crime-ridden area, but rather an area that is allowing criminal transients, homeless, being allowed to get away with camping in the city, setting fires of vacant home and lots, and using storefronts as bathrooms. Now, this person was a and it has been a very prominent person in the community that owned a very large store in town and has watched how things have changed and what Reading has been going through. So I think it's always wonderful to be able to have these comments and share them during this program.
Oh, I like that.
Well, you know, and Carol's not saying there's none.
Right.
But the perception that you want to talk about is that it's not as prevalent as people think. And yet, the more we talk about it, you're not especially in danger, but this stuff is still going on more than it did. New York at one time, I'm going to ask you this, and then we're going to take a break so you don't have to answer it. New York had that any crime in Times Square. I went to Times Square one time, and it was like, I mean, literally, if I'd been armed, I would have felt a lot safer. But you can't be armed because the only people that carried guns and weapons there were bad guys in New York. They started that process of arrest people for anything. If they spit on the sidewalk, if they did this, they arrested them and they cleaned up Times Square. I'm going to talk about that when we get back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. It's 8:30 in the morning here on August the 10th. 74 degrees out there, going up to 92. If you have breathing problems, you may want to wear a mask today or stay inside with your air conditioner on or a air cleaner, air scrubber in there with you. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show on Friday, August 14th at 7:30 a.m. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
For the past 17 years, the Shasta Land Trust has served our community by conserving the beauty, character, and diversity of significant lands in far Northern California. Working with landowners, partners, and supporters, the Land Trust conserves places that protect water quality and provide wildlife habitat and recreation. This summer, the Land Trust celebrates the permanent protection of a ranch in the Cow Creek watershed that brings the total to 22,500 acres preserved. The Shasta Land Trust, preserving places people love for future generations to enjoy.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
That's going to look into that.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It's Monday, August the 10th. It's 8:33 in the morning, 74 degrees out there, going up to 92 today. It's a lot of smoke and haze out there. If you have breathing problems, you may want to stay inside today. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Carol Ferguson, managing editor of the Record Searchlighters. I guess I'm getting lots of comments here in the chat room. Somebody give us a call here and take Carol on one-on-one here. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Veteran-owned business where seniors and veterans get discounts. Man's Last Stronghold. Can I say that? Man's Last Stronghold. I think I can still say that now in the land of politically correct. Man's Last Stronghold. Go in there. Great haircuts, like the Cheers of barbershops. It's a great place right across from Subway. And then head on down. If you're looking for something to eat, down to Million Cathy's down there in Classic Cafe. It's like a mini veterans museum. Historical museum. You go in there and you see all these great photos of everybody that served in the military around here. Great people. You get your hugs down at Classic Cafe on Athens Avenue. Carol, good morning.
Good morning.
And we talked about the you know, the broken window that New York did.
Yes.
Used. And you but you said something that probably people didn't realize when Giuliani started this. It wasn't just arresting people. It was
he had a very multi-pronged effort to clean up New York. It was the broken windows where they're going to target the smaller crimes, and they're still doing that to an extent. They also told the homeless, you either move into the shelters or you go to jail. And it was challenged by the ACLU. And the ACLU lost, and it was basically like, you know, you either go into these shelters or you go to jail. And then what they did with some of the homeless was they put them to work and to clean up Times Square. Literally, they gave them white jumpsuits, put them on the street with brooms, and they were there to kind of be eyes on the street and to help clean up. And then the demographics really shifted on Times Square. And around Manhattan. I went to school there from 1987 to 1991, went back to visit in 2002, and it was a completely different city. In 2002, it just felt extremely safe. The homeless were pretty much off the streets. It was a completely different
clean.
City.
It was clean?
It was cleaner, safer, and just a general sense of we're all in this together, which they always had, but evidence of petty crime was basically not so prevalent especially in the tourist areas I was in.
And that made people feel safer, so more people came, and then they spent their money and all this. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the phones. Toby, good morning.
Hi. I've got a question on the article about the retaining wall there in Old Shasta.
Yes.
And you quoted Bill Forney, or William Forney, who lives only a few feet from it, that he thought that it could have been money could be used other places.
Right.
But you didn't mention that he's confined to a wheelchair because he was quadriplegic.
Oh. I don't know. I don't know why we didn't mention that.
I just thought that was just kind of an interesting thing. Then it came up in an editorial on Saturday. I forgot who wrote it.
Right. I know with that they were putting in the sidewalk for ADA compliance.
Right.
But I don't think anyone thought an ADA compliant sidewalk would have a big wall with it.
Right. And he didn't think it was necessary for him because he just crosses the street there and uses a paved shoulder that's about a good 15 feet wide to go to Jay's Market or something like that.
Hmm. Well, that's an interesting addition to that. Sorry we didn't include that originally.
Well, you know, that is because of the thing you were writing on about the wall was, you know, this wall is, 80 feet long? And it cost how much? $1.2 million?
Something. It's quite. I don't know if that was just just the whole sidewalk
thing. And they didn't
even
talk to anybody about it. And because they said, oh, this is going to be something for ADA, so help people, you know, that are in wheelchairs get back and forth, which is good. And I agree with that. But a $1.2 million wall, then now they're going to bring in stuff from, Indiana or Illinois.
Right,
to
some
put
artwork
on
from elsewhere.
Yeah.
That one was odd because I think everyone, you know, a sidewalk, fine. But I wouldn't think you need a big wall if you're putting in an ADA sidewalk. I don't know enough about that sort of thing, engineering.
What about
that,
you, Toby? Do you live out there?
The person that lives there, that is definitely ADA and confined to a motorized wheelchair, didn't feel it was necessary.
Yeah, you know what? And that's a good point, because I think that's what the paper came out with. You all, it's when you spend $1.2 million on a wall, it seems like Caltrans could have spent that in much better ways than that.
Yeah, and I think they said 1.8. Well, the article.
You're probably right. And by the time they finish, 2.2. Hey, Toby, thanks a lot for your phone call. It's a good phone call, because when we see things like that, and you all in the Record Searchlight did take a stand saying, you know, you had comments on it, but why are we doing this? And that, you know, you got people that live out there going, why are you doing this? Mark Beecham said, we got a concrete wall out here that's going to cost $1.8 million. Mm-hmm. That thing is crazy. Anyway.
What function does it serve?
I'm not sure what function
it serves.
I don't know.
That's what we didn't, I guess, ask deep enough to find out why an ADA sidewalk needs a wall. I don't know if it was to retain some,
soil
or something, but for some reason that was to help make it ADA compliant. But you see sidewalks all around the nation without walls. So I don't know what was there that made them need to do that.
Yeah. So, okay, going back to, on this homeless thing, crime, and we've getting comments in here too. But here's let's change subjects here. The question is if you remember what happened with the DRBA, the Downtown Reading Business Association, and the battle that started between them, and it started with Kristen Schrader, and then it resulted in not just changes, which could have been done very quickly, very easily. Is they did away with the whole downtown business improvement district, which all the $32,000 that they've used, that they would spend during the year to support different downtown activities, including policemen's bicycles, cleaning up the downtown with people sweeping, buying trash cans, big trash cans that can't be moved. And because of this, Kristen Schrader wanting to do away with them instead of giving them things to be able to work on. Then it got into the Brown Act. Then it got into legal maneuvering. And so, like I said, they voted to do away with the bid. And they hired a CPA, by the way, for $4,200 to look at the books and the 20 checks that were written by the Downtown Reading Business Association. I don't know if you knew that. Over $4,000 for a CPA to look at the 20 checks that were written by the Downtown Reading Business Association, which I found very interesting. That, anyway, but because of the Brown Act, they threw it up to the. They said there was a Brown Act violation from the City Council. So now, I don't even know if you knew this. What came in was that the DA has talked to all the City Council members. So
I don't have an update on that, but I will go back to the office and have our City Hall reporter Jenny Espino look into that. We were not aware that those have been completed, so we will follow up. And I'm sorry I can't give you a better answer, but we will definitely be looking
People
into that.
People come in with stuff like this all the time, so I'm just kind of like,
no, it's
sometimes.
Great.
Well, sometimes. And now I have another comment here: is Reading is experiencing a bizarre version of white flight. The whites moving here are petty criminals and homeless fleeing from batter gangs in the South.
Well, you never know.
Anyway.
It could be some of that. We are more affordable to live up here than in most
for,
the rest of the state.
For petty criminals. There we go. Okay. I just saw where print media has lost more people working in it. The amount of print media is going down. Huge thing that y'all are fighting. Or I should say that print media across the spectrum is fighting. Is this just a one-way fight here? Is it just going to be a continuous slide? Or do you see, people needing to keep the papers, magazines, and these?
People want to know what's going on. They want it to come from a reliable source. Just as an anecdote, recently there in the whole Baby Graham case, a rumor came out that some searchers had found Baby Graham or Ember, and it was, someone just posted on Facebook, and it really just took off. But people were on there saying, where's the news? I'm not seeing this on Record Searchlight. I'm not seeing this on KRCR. I'm not seeing this from the news. Where did you get this from? So we called the sheriff. Hey, have you found, this is going on out there. He confirmed there had been no you know, that the baby had not been found. So we went back onto social media and we quickly put something up online, and that became the authority. People still want that. They will still seek that. We are shifting. We're in transition. I will say here locally, the Record Searchlight, Steve Smith, our new publisher, has a very ambitious plan to pick up our circulation goals, to pick up that print circulation, our digital circulation, and to really just feel like we're more part of a community and do those interchanging, or, you know, that interaction with the community to try to, you know, say, hey, we're here, we're important, you need us. We've seen more advertisers come in lately. So it's, you know, the Great Recession really hit us hard. And online is forcing us all to change and go in a whole new direction. So it's just more of a transition, but there will always be some sort of news authority. It may not come as a paper on your doorstep, but
which is
we'll
not
be
quick
online.
And, it's nice to have, and it's nice to read and to, you know, to hold. And we like that,
mm-hmm.
but it's so slow now.
Well, you're getting yesterday's news now,
yeah.
But what you're getting to is something you can keep. You're getting more. Sometimes we'll have more insight in there than we might have had the day before. You're getting the ads, which you're not necessarily going to get online. You're getting the coupons. There's a lot more other value. There's, you know, the obits and all these other things that we may not have readily available online or even in a keepable form.
Speaking of online, please tell me that god-awful mess of a website is being addressed.
Oh, it is, we will have something different by the end of the year.
Well, you know, everything you've said to me.
Let's just say that.
In the past year has come true. Everything. Everything you said to me has come true. And you said, we're not out here to announce this right now, but, and things you've told me
mm-hmm.
have come true.
Right, yeah.
Anything from statements that people make to all these other things. So I've no doubt that there's going to be a new website. This one kicks me off. The Record Search site kicks me off every day. I have to go back and say who I am instead of just, you know, staying in there. Anyway, but that's a minor thing. Somebody said here is that the Record Search site online information is too old. How often is that updated?
We update online as news happens. So on slower days, we may not have much showing up there new. But I do know that every evening at 6, we have our evening edition, and that's when we're putting up our stories that are going to be in the next day's print paper. We post those at 6 p.m. Somewhat of an exclusive for our digital subscribers. They can get an early peek at the story.
Yeah, 6 p.m. at night.
6 p.m.
Because that's
mm-hmm.
when I'll look at it the night before, you know, before I come in here, so I'll get the latest on that.
Right.
And even the paper's good because it has stories that you don't have.
In the paper we have a lot more of the syndicate. We have more Wire. We have more national, international, state news in our newspaper than we do on our website.
Yeah.
So some of the updates have to do mostly with what's happening. And if there isn't much going on, we may put some national, state news up there. But we update it as it happens.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Carol Ferguson, managing editor of the Searchlight, is here for her. She comes in on
the second
Monday of the month, every month, and we talk about what the Record Searchlight's working on, the big news items like this. When we come back from the break, I like to talk about where, you know, it's already started. 17 Republicans have already started. And I want to contrast that to the Democrats, you know, and because this is something you've done a long time, and this is what papers do is politics. We'll be right back.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent.
He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Adamson's Peak Performance is our gym of choice. There is nothing better than to feel in shape, and that can make you feel on top of the world. Adamson's Peak Performance. No gimmicks, no games, no hypes. Make workouts fun at Adamson's Peak Performance, located at 3050 C Street. Give them a call at 221-8006. That's Adamson's Peak Performance.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot.
Good morning. How are you?
10 minutes till 9.
Absolutely. 74 degrees in the downtown studios. If you're just tuning in, good morning here. It's 8:50 on KCNR 1460. So happy that you're making our station your choice in the morning. It's going to be around 92 degrees, our highs with lows around 66. Yes, it is a hazy day, and then it will be sunny. The areas of smoke through the next couple of days, so just be aware of the fact that increasing smoke, actually mostly clear. The forecast calls for Tuesday night and into Wednesday night with our sunny day of around 92 on Wednesday. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be Shasta Gas customer. Our guest this morning is Carol Ferguson from the Record Searchlight. So happy to have you here. Lots of stuff going on with our chat pack, and Carl, we love this because every time you come on, Carol, and we start talking about things that are being reported, we're getting a lot of input as well from our loyal listeners.
And from people that are saying, going back into the things that you see, how it's perception is, they took two out-of-town guests to Black Bear Diner, and the endless trail of homeless thugs, druggies on the west side of the restaurant was amazing. Again, we go back into perception here, and perception becomes reality.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's go to let's talk about perception and reality. Let's talk politics here.
All right.
17 candidates running for the Republican nomination for president. A woman, African-Americans, Hispanic-Americans, white Americans with bad hair, Texans, New Englanders, everybody is running for president.
Mm-hmm.
For the, truly a picture of America if you look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go over to the Democratic side. We have a socialist, a self-avowed socialist. We have Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
I think so. Biden's thinking about it.
Well, that could be funny. He's thinking about it. Could take him a long time. And then he'll say he's declared for governorship of some other place. Just a little joke there. I see a dogfight going in here. I mean, a big fight going on for the Republicans when they're going to lay it all out there, as we've mm-hmm. already seen. Carly Fiorina.
Oh, impressive.
She came across very well.
Mm-hmm.
But you mentioned her name, and the first thing when I talked to this one guy who's going to be on tomorrow, I believe, he said, oh, yeah, Carly. move 10,000 jobs or 30,000 jobs over across the ocean. Why would we want her here? And then gets, you know, then the company fires her. Why would we want her as president? I mean, that's the first thing he's thinking of.
Mm-hmm.
When they asked the head of the Democratic Party, the congresswoman, I'm drawing a blank right now.
Pelosi?
No. The one from Florida, Debbie something. Anyway, on Chris Matthews on Hardball, which is, you know, kind of a left leaning area, he says, "What's the difference between a socialist and a Democrat?" Oh, Wasserman, Schultz. She couldn't answer it. Just couldn't answer it. She said, "Well, this is about Republicans and Democrats." He said, "Yeah, but what's the difference between a socialist and a Democrat?"
She never answered. Big differences, actually.
Well, she did not answer it, and neither did she answer it in the next interview she had on Meet the Press.
Well, she needed to Google that.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying is that, I mean, you should have just seen it. It was hilarious. So here you are as the paper up here in northern, you know, up in our whole area up here. How are y'all gearing up for this year?
Well, with the national race, we usually will, just practically speaking, we rely on the Associated Press and other wire services to cover it for us. If anything local comes out of it, what local people may think, we'll do some opinion pieces on that, some reaction pieces here and there. We don't have reporters who follow the candidates. We don't send them out to that. But we, you know, like the rest of America, we're sitting here watching it, and we watched the debate the other night in the newsroom, and we are making sure that we get it in the paper for everybody. But like I said, we usually rely on wire services.
Okay.
So
local ones. Last time when the you didn't pick a favorite, you didn't endorse anybody for Congress.
Right.
What do you think this year?
This next one, if it's kind of a similar lineup, we'll probably do the same thing. You know, I know that the editorial board didn't want to endorse LaMalfa for various reasons, and they also are aware that, you know, if we come out for someone on a more liberal side, it's not necessarily going to reflect what the region up here believes in. So we basically just didn't endorse anybody.
Should the paper reflect the people as their elected representative should?
Not necessarily like an elected representative, but you can't be so tone deaf that you upset your entire audience. You are a member of this community. You can't be so outside of the general, the gist and spirit of your area. You won't stay in business. So
if 65% of the people supported Doug LaMalfa, that's a large majority.
It is. Yes, it is.
Would the paper reflect that or not?
I think we reflect some of the more moderate to right issues, but I think I wasn't in on the conversations on that, so for why we didn't endorse LaMalfa, but I do know that there were some certain issues that we have with him and why we didn't. But I wasn't privy to those conversations, so.
When I think that the paper should be a reflection of the community, but I think it should also be one that doesn't always follow the party line there. I think it should be something that, in my opinion, is that, hey, this is what our community is like, but these are also things to think about, to throw that in there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And we like to do that, too. We're not just, you know, always conservative or always, you know, towing a Republican Party line. And we do like to have people think, you know, a little bit more. I mean, we're not all Republicans in the newsroom, shocker.
You know, a lot of people said, I think they're all Democrats. You know what? I love it when on one week you all get castigated for being too, you guys are knuckle dragging neoconservatives, and the next week you are a bunch of liberal hippies that found a home.
I'm telling you, yeah, that means we're doing it right. How we take it.
Yeah.
If we not insulted but criticized from both sides, we're doing it right. We're going down the middle. So.
Yeah. Yeah. You're saying this. Yo, not always towing conservative line. LMAO. What's that mean?
Let me laugh out loud.
Yeah.
Yeah,
got it.
Something like that.
Let me laugh out loud.
Yeah. No, well, it's kind of like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's laughing really, really hard.
Yeah. Okay.
You love it. Carol got a kick out of that.
Carol, I appreciate you being here, for here to talk about, you know, the spirits. You know, we've got a lot of things happening this year. And the Record Searchlight, I'm sure, has got some things for the new publisher. We had Steve on. Good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Very attuned to the community. Is very supportive of veterans.
Mm-hmm.
We'd love to have something where as we get, you know, have something that we can do when we have get closer to the city council and
yes,
all these things that we
year.
Can work together and, you know, do these kind of things that just to get out the word on people. We never endorse anybody. We never endorse anybody at the local level. We try to get everybody in here and give them their fair shot, let everybody listen to them. When we get up higher, we get up into the state and national, we usually pick sides. But here in the local, you know, and it's easy, you know, we don't do it. And I understand when you all do it, it can cause a lot of consternation.
It can, yes. We can have people stop talking to us over it.
Mm.
Really?
Yeah. But some newspapers don't endorse at all. They just don't, they don't get involved with that.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that? What? 1 minute.
One minute.
I'm sorry.
A little hand thing.
Just to let you know.
Okay. One minute. You get 1 minute to answer that question.
I think 50 seconds.
I think it's
a paper's responsibility to help help the community better understand their options, and by taking that authority and saying, "Here's what we've interviewed, we've vetted, this is what we think will be best for the community," is a responsibility of a newspaper. People can look at it and ignore it; they can agree with it, but it's us coming out saying, "This is what we think the community deserves."
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's close on that one then. Carol Ferguson, managing editor of the Record Searchlight. Thank you so much for being
with
us.
We do appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we know what. We appreciate having a paper. You can't be a community without a paper,
nope.
Is my opinion.
Use the voice.
Tomorrow we're going to be talking candidates. You know, we're going to go through maybe the Republican candidates and see what we think. I'll bring in a guy that just is kind of thinking on the other side of me a lot of times. Wednesday, of course, is our police chief, and it's going to be a great week. So, everybody have a great day today. It's going to go up to 92. 8 o'clock in the morning here, Monday, August the 10th.
This world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. In the aftermath of last night's violence in Ferguson, Missouri, police are saying as many as 6 gunmen may have opened fire at about the same time. After the gunfire erupted, authorities say a man spotted a group of plainclothes officers and opened fire on them. They returned fire, critically wounding him. The U.S. consulate in Istanbul, Turkey, temporarily closed following an attack that one eyewitness says was carried out by a couple of female terrorists.
Two women were carrying shopping bags and walking in the neighborhood. We heard gunfire and went to the window. We saw a woman taking cover with a gun, but she wasn't shooting. The other one fired 4 or 5 rounds, aiming at security officials and consulate offices.
That man heard through a translator on the BBC. No one was hurt at the consulate. One of the attackers is in custody after being shot and wounded. She's been identified as a member of